Welcome to the weekly summary of the global sugar market for March 11, 2024. For more information on any aspect of this report, please visit the CropGPT website for far more detailed reporting and analysis. On Friday, with weather forecasts of moderate rain in Brazil were announced, and sugar prices dropped in New York and in London by 0.6% and 1.1% respectively as sugar futures were sold off. In the UK, there was news both about the Terios acquisition and the use of pesticides. International Sugar Organization revised its projections, now forecasting a global sugar deficit of 689,000 metric tons for the 2023-24 season. India and Thailand are similar to previous week, with no new additional updates.
Brazil is main news this week.
In Brazil, the primary focus of sugar trade news centers around the anticipated decrease in sugar production for the forthcoming crop year. Unseasonably dry weather conditions since November have resulted in a discouraging outlook, with sugarcane output expected to fall by 9.8% to 592 million tons. This environmental strain translates to a projection of Brazilian sugar yield reducing to 40.45 million metric tons for the 2024-25 crop year, a notable decrease from the previous season's 42.50 million metric tons. Industry participants, including notable trading houses and producers, generally align with this forecast, although differing views, such as Wilmar's more optimistic production estimate of up to 44 million metric tons, highlight the inherent uncertainties in agricultural forecasting. Mills operating in the main sugar production region of Center South, CS Brazil, are anticipated to generate 4.8% less sugar in the upcoming crop year that starts in April, compared to the previous season. Additionally, the Brazilian real's weakening against the US dollar has influenced export dynamics, encouraging export selling in light of the currency fluctuations. This financial aspect, coupled with the aforementioned climatic and regulatory factors, presents a complex set of influences shaping the global sugar market. In developments from the United Kingdom, regulatory attention is focused on the sugarcane industry, with significant news encompassing both corporate acquisitions and environmental regulations. The Tate & Lyle's acquisition of Terios site in the UK spells potential regulatory scrutiny due to market concentration concerns. The Competition and Markets Authority has highlighted that the deal could lead to higher sugar prices for UK consumers, marking a significant moment for the country's sugar supply landscape, with Tate & Lyle and Associated British Foods, ABFL, poised as main industry players. The deal's implications on competition and consumer choice warrant close observation. Furthermore, the UK's emergency approval of pesticides to combat virus yellow for the 2024 season introduces a regulatory dimension to the agriculture and sugar industries, reflecting ongoing challenges in maintaining crop health and productivity. Lastly, the European Union's decision to decrease the sugar quota for Ukraine indicates a shift in trade dynamics, potentially leading to excess stockpiling within the region. This move will likely have further implications for the international sugar trade, adding another layer to the multifaceted global sugar market landscape. Remember, our CropGPT site contains far more details and reports about the sugar market, including crop health reports, 20 years of weather data, and even pricing data and earning call analysis. This podcast is just a few selected highlights for the week.